sent me a birthday card and sent me a Christmas card and stuff like that. And that really, that touched me more than just about anything in my whole life, which is why I named my son Bart after Bart Starr.
And it's also why I love that story. And if I do have if I'm fortunate enough to have a son someday, I will name my son Yaz. Yaz O'Mara, even though he never visited me in the hospital, but he did address the little league that I played for one time. Yaz, I think it's got a nice ring to it, don't you? Yaz O'Mara. Be a good name for the boy. Yeah, sure, he'll get in a few schoolyard fights, but what the heck.
So I'm excited about this Packers thing.
Good for you.
And I'm gonna let the wraps off that today. Let's try this Vince Lombardi thing one time. Let's just see how it works. I've got the NFL music here.
And, you know, for those of you that are Vince Lombardi connoisseurs, my apologies. I, too, have not heard him an awful lot. But my basic idea of how he speaks is dignified Bronx.
Yeah,
that's what I get.
He was very New York.
He's not a baby guy.
Very Italian.
Fight. Way to go. Yeah.
Good afternoon, Gippers.
Yes, Gippers in Green Bay?
Yes.
Hello, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. We're doing our national radio show right now. We're wondering if there would be anybody in your sports bar this afternoon, a fan of the Green Bay Packers, who would like to speak to a Packer legend that we have on the telephone.
And who is that?
I'd like to keep it as a surprise. If there would be a Packers fan in your establishment right now?
Oh, I think there could be a few.
Could you? Would it be possible? We're doing a national radio show. Would it be possible that you could maybe get a Packer fan on the phone for us?
Sure, no problem.
Thank you.
Ooh.
See, now.
Ooh. Excuse me, I must stand.
Now you're doing it.
Spirit lives.
Ooh. I have to wait till the fan gets on the phone.
How come when you do somebody dead, that's when you stand up?
I don't know.
The whole rest of the time during the show, you might as well be dead. You might as well be laying down.
Kind of weird. I tell you, give me that recliner.
Hey, we've got a guy coming right now.
Great. Thank you very much.
Ooh. How you doing?
Hello.
How you doing?
Hello, Green Bay, Wisconsin?
That's right.
Hello, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, doing our national radio show right now. We're very excited about the Packers. We are wondering if you would like to speak to a member of the Green Bay Packers history. Perhaps the most famous man in Green Bay Packers history.
Ooh.
Would you like to
speak to that person?
Would you have any idea who that might be right now? We have somebody from the Packers past in the studio with us.
Whoa!
Packer player in Packer history.
No, he was never a player.
He was never a player.
He was a coach.
He was a coach.
Yeah, you're speaking to him now. The greatest coach ever. I am the ghost. I'm the ghost of Vince Lombardi. What's your name, Packer fan?
Eating too many cow chips down in Dallas.
Oh, what's your name, Packer fan?
Brian.
You're speaking to the ghost of Vince Lombardi. What questions do you have for me? Go ahead, Brian. It's the ghost of Vince Lombardi.
We've arranged for you to speak.
All right. What size underwear did Vince Lombardi wear?
Extra large. A 40 waist, depending on my weight. It fluctuated greatly throughout my illustrious career.
Let me ask
you.
Ice Bowl.
What's that?
Who called the famous play in the Ice Bowl?
Bart Starr.
Bart Starr called that. He called the play, and I approved of it after the fact because we won the game against Dallas on the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. Woo! This is the ghost of Vince Lombardi. Very scary.
The ghost of Vince.
Yes, any other questions?
What do you feel the outcome will be on Sunday?
I have a premonition, a prophecy. The pack is back. The Packers will beat the Cowboys like we did back in the 60s. Go, Packer. Win, win, win. Way to go, Brian. They're going to win the game. Ooh.
This is the ghost of Vince Lombardi. Brian, I hope you enjoy the game on the weekend. Win, baby. I said, baby, I couldn't help myself.
I tell you, Savalas a little bit.
This is the ghost of Vince Lombardi saying, so long, Brian. You and your pack of buddies. Have a great weekend.
Later.
Woo! What?
Later.
Later for you, buddy.
Thank you.
You're a piece of dead wood.
Bye.
Deadwood.
Take care. See you later.
Bye.
That guy's been smoking too many buffalo chips.
See you later. Bye.
You and buffalo chips. And off with you for cockamamie buffalo chips.
Goodbye.
So right, long. Bye. Woo! Woo!
There we go.
It's over. Hey, he was a good Packer fan.
Right. Now, see, I'm hoping that when we call another one of these sports bars,
sure,
we're going to get the guy who doesn't think it's funny.
That's right.
To have the ghost of Vince Lombardi coming back to talk to guys at sports bars.
As we work our way into happy hour, I think the chances are going to increase.
And I like all the scary touches, incidentally.
Well, he's a ghost. He's the ghost. And that's why he had to stand, because he's floating.
Hello, John and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hello, this is Rockhead.
Joseph Rockhead.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, you idiot.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I'm snowed in. I've been snowed in all week.
I've been waiting for you to come by.
I'm very apologetic.
That's okay.
Oh, for that big lunch.
Well, yeah, he was going to come by on Monday. We were going to set up our date.
And Monday never really happened.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry.
What the hell are you calling for, Joe?
Oh, I just called. It's a little bit belated, but I wanted to fill you guys in on what happened last Saturday.
Indubitably. Oh, when you had the date with the gal whose mom called the program.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Hold on, Rockhead.
Sure.
Hold on. We'll come right back to you.
All right. All the details on Rockhead's date.
That was the ghost of Joe Rockhead.
Duh!
We'll be right back.
This should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike Show.
Preferably in a residential area.
Four out of five physicians agree this show can sure cure the vish ass. Don and Mike.
Mm-hmm. We're back. Thanks for listening at Sioux City, Iowa on Magic 99.5 KKMA in Cleveland every day from 3 till 7 on WERE. And thank you for listening in St. Louis on 550 KSD. Well, you know, we do have a handy, helpful audience at times.
We certainly do.
I'm here going through about 100 faxes about the problem at my house with the ice damming. Thank you, everybody, for the information on that. Also, we've received lots of faxes with other wacky names that we have heard in the past and have forgotten. For instance, Ray Deater.
Yeah.
Harry P. Ness.
Uh-huh.
Of course, famous, one of the Jack boys, Jack Meoff.
Sure.
Dick Hertz. I've used that one on the radio before. Izzy Honor. Hugh Jorgen. Phil McCracken and Pat McGroin. And also, Haywood Jablomi. Some of the wacky names that we do this thing with the malls.
Sure.
In the next hour on the program. Oh, we're going to talk to Joe Rockhead, who is an idiot. Hello, Joe.
Hey there. What's up?
Now, what happened on the dream date that we had you go on with the gal who was going to college in Boston, same as you?
Oh, it was a dream. It was all a bad, bad dream.
All right, what happened, Joe?
Oh, no, I mean, everything was fine. I even, just to get to know her a little better, last Friday night after the show, I went home and I called her at her home number. And we talked for about a half hour. Pardon me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
always,
Rockhead.
Always prepared, aren't you, Rockhead?
No, I've been out shoveling. I apologize.
Yeah, well, you might want to get that lunger out of your throat before you go on the air.
Indubitably.
Go talk to Janet.
Oh, yeah, our lady at Denny's today. Our waitress at Denny.
Yeah, butter your toast.
Yeah.
She coughed up a lung while she was bringing over to Doug some Tabasco sauce.
Who had the grand slam?
So, Rockhead, what happened on the date?
Well, I picked her up promptly at about 11:30 on Saturday morning. Took her out to the most romantic of all places, Georgetown basketball.
Right.
And it just wasn't meant to be from the start. We're two very different people, two very antipodal personalities. And
so this would be then the second dream date that we've tried to set you up on, and which we have failed miserably.
The first one, Alex was very nice. We had a good time together. The second one, Maybe we should just call it a day.
Now, Joe, explain why you guys were so different. Did she just hate being with you?
Is she normal? Is that why you were so different?
No. Actually, she said she looked a little bit like Winona Ryder, but then she also confessed that she was more like Wednesday from the Addams Family series.
Well, that's great.
Well, she said, I think she said she looked like Winona Ryder when she was in Beetlejuice.
Sure.
Okay, that very pasty look.
Yeah, she did have a pasty, unhealthy look about her.
Oh, Joe.
Oh, no.
Pale skin, bright red lipstick, and she had one of those long, flowing, voluminous black overcoats.
Yeah, hold on. Joe, hold on a second. I happen to still have her phone number.
Oh, that's wonderful. A good idea.
Let me see if I can call her to get her
side of
this story.
Yeah, because we're going to do credit to Chuck Woolery. We have to get both parties on to find out how the date went.
This sounds more like Joe not liking her looks more than Joe not liking her personality.
Here.
He is an idiot. As the tape says, Joe Rockette is an idiot.
Didn't like her bright red lipstick.
Hello?
What's this gal's name again?
Alicia.
Hey, Alicia, hi.
Alicia, you're obviously listening to the show.
Yeah.
Hi, it's us. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Just fine. Now, for those who do not know, Joe Rockette, first, a couple of facts. Joe Rockette is an idiot. Head of Stone. He was an intern on this show over the past summer.
Head of Stone, but certainly lovable.
He came back to the Washington area, and when he came back, I realized that we had a message from Alicia's mother, mm-hmm. who had called, and the message said, here's the original message, she would like her daughter to go out with Joe Rockette, because her daughter attends college in Boston, where Rockette just graduated from Boston University. So, as it turns out, he's in town, the daughter is in town, we set him up for a dream date.
Yeah, and both parties were very, I don't know, I wouldn't go as far as to say they were excited, but they were agreeable to the date.
Now, Alicia, as we have Rockette on the line, he's saying that the date didn't go well, and I guess the only reason we can find out thus far is the fact that you are kind of pale and that you had on red lipstick.
He indicated that opposites in this particular case do not attract, and he said you guys didn't have a very good time. What's your make of the situation?
Well, I had a pleasant time, but, you know, I'm not surprised that he said he didn't have fun. He did not seem so enthused.
And did he try to touch you?
No, I don't think he wanted to come anywhere near me.
Oh.
Joe Rockette is an idiot.
Well, do you think Joe had trouble getting by your style?
I don't know. I'm pale because I'm of Eastern European descent. The big voluminous black overcoat is to keep the wind and cold of Boston out.
Now listen, if you wanted to talk about him, you could talk about his huge forehead.
Yeah, was there any physical attraction on your part?
No, the chemistry just wasn't there.
His big gorilla-like head. His big cranium. could land a helicopter on his forehead, for goodness sakes. Would you like to talk to Joe? I could sit here and slam him on your behalf all day.
I'd like to hear both of them, you know, explain themselves in a little more detail.
Well, now let's welcome back Joe Rockette, and here he is with Alicia, his dream date from a week ago.
Hello, Alicia. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
I certainly didn't mean to come across as the only problem that I had come across was your choice of wardrobe and rouge. I apologize if it came across that way.
I wasn't wearing blush.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't. The choice being not wearing any, I guess.
Now, Joe, when did you become the nasty Joe Rockhead?
No. I'm just saying that she wasn't wearing any, and I didn't have a problem with
it. So let me get this straight. Joe, do you like your women painted up?
No, by far, not at all. I like the natural look.
There's a Joe Rockhead says, by far, not at all. Explain that. Figure that out.
Indubitably. Wow. Indubitably.
Joe Rockhead is an idiot.
Well, it sounds like then she is what you wanted then. She wasn't very painted up.
Oh, absolutely. In no way.
No, I did have on dark lipstick, and I had done my eyes up, but...
Alicia, did
I
he...
I didn't think that I was, you know, 14th Street material.
Did he pick you up at your house?
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a nice drive? Where'd you go, to the US Air Arena?
Mm-hmm.
You guys have a nice drive there?
It was pleasant enough. You know, conversation seemed to flow all right.
Well, you know, really, what were your honest impressions of Joe Rockette?
When you first saw him, when you opened the door.
Sure.
He looks very much like somebody who I lived across from last year, which was quite a shock, and it was kind of frightening, to tell you the truth.
Why would that be, Alicia?
I did not get along with this guy at all.
And why would
she lived across the street from Jeffrey Dahmer.
And why didn't you get along with this other guy?
This other guy, he was, he's just a bigot, and
ooh.
The thing came out of his mouth before
Well, now.
You know, he thought about it. But, you know,
now she's homing in.
The Rockhead, but, you know, when he looks exactly like that guy, it's hard to separate the two.
So he was the kind of guy that would maybe speak without thinking?
Very much so, yeah.
Well, that's.
Go Rockhead. He's an idiot.
Sounds like you got him aced right there. So you see him, and he looks like a guy who you don't like already.
Yeah.
So maybe you had a chip on your shoulder for Rockhead right in the beginning?
Yeah, and unfortunately, it couldn't be helped.
Did you pick up on that, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like I had a strike against me before I even had come to the plate.
Okay, so you go to the basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
Did you sit next to Joe?
Yes, I did.
Did he try to hold your hand?
No, he continuously apologized.
For what?
You know, for not being able to do something any more exciting than a basketball game, which I found, you know, highly exciting. It was something I hadn't done before. It was a new experience.
Mm-hmm.
And
so your kids went to the ball game, then you left, and what happened after you left the ball game?
He drove me on home and came in and talked to my parents, was more entertained by my 9-year-old sister than me, and so, you know, that was just kind of the case.
Did he try to date her, too? He take her to a ball game, too?
Fill in the details, Alicia. What do you mean he was more entertained by your 9-year-old sister?
Hey.
Oh, my 9-year-old sister is just a very bubbly, vivacious person, whereas I am a lot more socially inept. So I think that was a big strike against me.
Joe just found somebody he was more compatible with, being the 9-year-old.
Intellectually.
So how did the date end?
He said he had to go off to work and gave me a hug goodbye, and he rode off into the sunset.
And you don't sound all that disappointed that things didn't work out, Alicia.
Oh, it just, you know, the chemistry, even for a friendship, just wasn't there. We're in two different spheres.
Oh, my God.
This is two strikeouts in a row for Joe Rockhead. I can't speak for Alicia. She sounds like a wonderful gal. I know that Alex Cleveland, the last gal we set Rockhead up with, is a very sweet girl.
Yes.
I got to think that the problem maybe is Joe.
Joe?
Yes, guys. Oh, do I get my voice to be heard now?
Of course. Go
yes,
right ahead.
Yes.
Okay. No, I mean, I was interested in her because when we spoke at length on Friday night. Alicia, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I mean, we had a great conversation for about 30, 40 minutes. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, we did have a conversation, but, you know, it was sprinkled with, you know, you being saying that I should be enthusiastic and not nervous in my little socially inept sphere, and then, you know, 2 minutes later, I was being insulted, so it was...
Oh, how did he insult you? How did he insult you, Alicia?
Oh, you know, it was just playful banter and...
Like what?
I don't quite remember. I guess I said that I was a bookworm because I tend to stay in and concentrate on my studies, and he asked me what book I was reading. Well, right now, I'm not reading a book because I had a very intense semester, and I was just taking a break. And so, oh, yeah, you're a bookworm, sure, you're reading your calculator manual, and blah, 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 blah.
Well, that was a fine impression.
and indubitably.
So he insulted you during his first conversation.
I mean, it was, you know, just playful banter, but I am not the type of person who can immediately fall into that. I like to think that I can throw in the barbs with the best of them, but it's not something I can do upon first meeting someone.
Yeah. Listen, Alicia, I think you got a bad deal here, and I want to try to help you out. I want to see if we could find another guy to take you out in the style to which that I'm sure you are accustomed.
That is why I apologize at the basketball game. Because when one first thinks of like a romantic outing...
Joe,
I enjoyed the basketball
Joe,
game.
She's already said the problem wasn't the basketball game.
It was you.
When I say going out is to the style that she's accustomed, I mean with somebody who won't... somebody who won't put her down.
I wasn't insulting her.
Maybe she's just a little sensitive.
Okay, all right. What do you think of that, Alicia?
I think that I need to be coaxed out of my initial nervousness, and then I am as playful and...
She needs a man to coax it out in her.
She needs a gentleman.
She does.
Alicia,
mm-hmm.
When you said that you were a bookworm and you did a lot of reading, didn't I tell you that, I mean, if I hadn't been going to work, I would have probably spent the evening just with a book myself because I was in the middle of a big, rather long...
Yes, about Truman, but... Yeah. Irregardless, you still mocked me for the fact that the book I was reading was my very long calculator manual that I have to have for a new math course.
Okay, so you didn't find the humor appealing, endearing?
Not at all.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, I guess this is what happened.
Well, Joe, what? Come on, Joe.
What do you mean?
No. I'm just saying that, I mean, I certainly meant well. I think she meant well, but I think it was a lot of misunderstanding.
Listen, Alicia, think of the sentence fragments.
You deserve better. Hold on, Alicia.
Okay.
Hold on. And you too, Rockhead. Hold on a second, okay, Joe?
Yes.
Indubitably.
Yeah, indubitably. Of course, I'll be back.
Now, Alicia, Alicia, I'm going to find you a date right here, and we're going to find you a better guy on the telephone right now.
Yeah, you'll be able to screen him.
Now, let me see.
The only problem is I'm going back to Boston tonight.
You're going tonight?
Mm-hmm. Or tomorrow.
Or tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I love you.
How about a date tonight?
I'm going to try for a flight. And, you know, if I can...
Oh, you're not going to make your flight tonight, Alicia.
Take the flight tomorrow. You're a college student. You got flexibility.
Come on now. You look. Who do you look more like? Do you look more like the gal in Beetlejuice, or do you look like Wednesday Addams more?
Well, I ask Rockhead.
Well, I don't want his opinion. I want your opinion. What do you think? Who do you think you most resemble? You told us you look like Winona Ryder in Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Well, I guess.
Do you have something that's not black?
I didn't wear black.
I wore a gray sweater and blue jeans.
If we ask Rockhead, he's going to like throw in 20 adjectives that he's just memorized.
You know, maybe Alicia needs someone. It sounds like she's a little more Generation Xer, like, and Joe Rockhead tends to be a bit of a jock. So sure. Maybe she needs somebody that's a little hipper.
No, not an Xer. I guess the reason why I threw in Wednesday is because I've got more of that classical Adams family.
Is that Bornop that shaves his head? Is he here?
Oh, David.
David?
The guy that has the pin through his nose?
Yeah.
Hey, you'd probably hook up good with him.
And he's nice.
Is he single?
I think so.
No, I don't think he's here today, though.
Oh. I haven't seen him, but he's great. I like him.
He's not here. No, he's not
here. He's really nice.
Alicia, listen, if I open up the phones right now at 1-800-636-1067 and we get some guys and we let you pick a guy, would you go on a date if we pay for the date tonight? I don't want you to leave town with a bad taste of Rockhead in your mouth.
We want to help you, Alicia.
You know, your mom was nice enough to call the program and suggest this date with Rockhead. Can we help you out?
It is Friday night, Alicia. You know, it is a nice party night.
Well.
Come on.
Could be an early date, like happy hour.
Yeah. Look, the phones are already going crazy, Alicia.
Maybe a light supper and then.
All right, if somebody sweeps me off my feet, you know.
All right, wonderful.
Good of the show.
All right.
Terrific.
She's ready to be swept off her feet, guys.
Good, wonderful.
All right, let me just go right to the phones right now. No need to break for commercials. Hello.
Yeah, I'd like to go out with Alicia.
Of course you would. Now, tell me about yourself.
I like to go out. I'm an outsider. As far as I like to spend a lot of time outside.
I bet you're an outsider.
You sound like an outsider.
A loner, kept to himself.
Thumbs
mostly.
Down.
I bet you are. That's like the type of guy the neighbors are always being interviewed on TV. He seemed like a nice guy. We wondered what the smell was from the house.
Outsider.
My husband said, that smells like rotting flesh. And I said, not him.
Outsider goes with loner.
Hello.
Hey, Robo rules and Frida Fat.
No, all right. Well, let's move on.
Hello. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, Don.
Yes.
I'd love to take out Alicia.
Sure you would. What's your name?
My name's Mike.
Mike, where are you from?
I'm from Bowie.
Yeah, what do you do?
I'm a 30-year-old photographer.
Well, 30, now she might go for that. That's a little old. She might like that.
And a photographer.
What, is she 24?
What's wrong with being a photographer?
Well, I believe Sherry's crap detector has just gone off here.
Hey, Sherry, this is Mike. You don't remember me?
No, Mike, I don't.
Remember we were at the Don and Mike Bowl together? I was talking to you.
Oh, I know you. Mike, you take pictures all the time. Didn't you work at the...
Who said that?
Not me, but I remember Mike. Mike, you're a photographer.
Hold on a second.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. Is this the guy who took pictures and then wanted to charge Diana for some pictures?
Oh, yeah, that was a big misunderstanding.
No, Diana has told me all about you.
Yeah, there was a big misunderstanding, Don, and I apologize to Diana, and that was the end of it.
He had a crush on Jennifer.
Jennifer DeCastro?
Yeah. Jennifer, you know.
Fitzgerald.
Pitchek, Jennifer. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, liked her a lot.
Mike, I think with the circumstances, might want to keep your distance for a while.
Okay.
All right.
Bye, Mike.
Bye-bye. That was Diana that made that gagging sound that we heard in our headphones when he was on the line.
Right, I just saw Daryl Nichols go walking by.
Oh.
You know, we haven't helped Daryl out in a long time.
Hey, Daryl!
Daryl,
let me get him in here.
And Daryl's got a four-wheel drive vehicle.
He's my ride home tonight.
Daryl Nichols. I thought Doug's taking you home tonight.
No, Daryl.
Daryl Nichols, report to the studio, please. Oh, here he comes. Now. And you know what? Daryl's kind of pasty himself.
Yeah.
They'd make a good-looking couple.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, no, Born.
Hi.
You know, in many ways, I find Daryl to be not like Rockette at all.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely
about
not.
As far away from Rockette as you might want to get.
Charming, articulate, nice guy.
Sure.
Who, Daryl? Me?
Yeah, you got any plans tonight?
I got to give Buzzy a ride home.
No, we'll have Doug give him a ride home. You got any plans?
Doug can do that? No. Yeah. Buzz, you mind?
Doug is taking me home. I live by where you live.
Yeah, well, that's true. Okay, as long as I don't get home too late.
No, sure. All right, you don't mind coming out to my house first, do you?
Oh, no, sure. I'll fix that roof while I'm
Yeah, he's got a TV.
So, Daryl,
yeah,
would you like to go out with a gal tonight?
Alicia, we have Alicia on.
Oh, okay.
Day. And her date with Rockhead did not work out.
What happened with that?
Well, it was Rockhead.
Well, okay.
Hello, Alicia.
Hi.
Hey, listen, have you heard Daryl Nichols on our program before?
That's not porn, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's porn.
See, my reputation precedes me wherever I go.
I don't know that I want to be going out with somebody who's nicknamed porn.
It's just because he loves pornography.
He just loves pornography.
Exactly. You know, that a bit too much of an objectification of women for me.
You're out of there, Daryl.
You're one of them.
Oh, well.
You're out of there, Daryl.
Right, oh, well.
Thanks for your help. Looks like you're getting right home.
Getting home early.
All right, Buzz. We'll leave about 7:04, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye. Thanks, guys.
Thank you anyway, Daryl.
That's all right.
All right. It's your mom that listens to the show, isn't that right, Alicia?
Oh, no. I listen to you guys a lot. In fact, I listen to you since the WAVA days.
Okay, good.
Back when you guys had no heart.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know if I'd want to go out there either.
I'm starting to get a little turned off myself here.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Steve Rico.
Who's this?
Steve Rico.
Steve Rico.
You know Steve Rico. He's one of the Rico boys.
Hi, Rico Suave.
Yeah.
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Where are you from?
Manassas.
You want to go out with this gal?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I like pasty chicks.
Oh, God. She's going to love that.
She's going to love you. He likes pasty chicks.
Let me try one more. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Clark.
Hello, Clark. Clark Griswold.
Hi,
Clark. Kent. Clark Barr.
Mike's already king of the Clarks.
I'm already king. Did I already do the Clarks?
Yes. I'm the guy that hung Raoul Bey as the human pinata.
You're the guy who works for the city of
Montgomery County.
You're a rescue guy.
Oh, yeah. The fireman.
Oh,
he's cute.
Yeah.
Oh, now hold on a second. Now this guy we might be able to recommend. Let me get her on. Hey, Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
Alicia, what about a fireman?
Fire. That sounds fine.
He's into rescue operations. He's actually works with rope.
Could come in handy. Sherry says he's very cute.
He's big and he's a really cute guy. Oh, he's a big burly guy.
He's big.
I think
okay, Scotty Wolf. Well, they're big enough. They're 14. They're big enough.
No, I mean he's an athletic guy.
Yes,
he's
he is.
Cute.
He's very strong guy. Alicia, would you like to ask him some questions?
Sure.
Go ahead, Alicia. He's on the line now.
His name is what is his name?
Clark. Hi, Alicia.
Hold on a second. Before you talk to Clark, there's one other guy I want you to talk to first, Alicia. Hold on a second.
Wonderful. I can only imagine.
Yeah. Hold on. Alicia? Alicia?
Yeah?
Listen to this. Hello?
Hello, Alicia. This is Dennis. How you doing?
How are you?
Okay.
All right. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, I'm just glad you don't have nothing to do tonight.
Oh, actually, I did have plans, but, you know.
Oh, no. No, I will be able
listen to him.
Make you happy, guys. I can take you to a movie, dinner, whatever you want.
You do know that I'm only 19, aren't you? In your 30s, Dennis?
Oh, 19? Oh.
How old are you, Dennis?
How old are you, Dennis?
I'm your age.
How old are you? 35, 36, 37? 36.
He's
36.
Alicia, have fun tonight.
Oh, Dennis Murphy with his standards.
Dennis takes the high road.
Way to go, Den.
Bye, Dennis.
Nice job, Dennis.
All right, well, he's out of there.
See, that scared him away.
Hold on, Alicia. Hold on now. Where was the guy?
Yeah, we got to find out how old Clark is.
Clark,
he wasn't a spring chicken either.
Clark, how old are you? Clark?
Clark.
Clark?
Clark Barr.
Clark? hello, Clark? Oh, man.
Oh, did we lose Clark?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Hey, man. You know,
I certainly hope Alicia appreciates what we're doing for her.
Hey, Alicia?
Yeah?
Good. We got Alicia.
All right, we lost Clark.
I lost Clark. Hold on, wait a minute.
Might have been too old for you anyway, though.
Hold on, here's another guy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don.
Oh, you know, we got to do commercials. She's got to pick a guy. Yes, hi.
Hi, this is Mark.
Hello, Mark. Where are you from?
I'm from Gaithersburg.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to go out with Alicia tonight?
Well, I did, but I'm 30.
You're
so
30.
Am I too old for her?
All right, let me ask. Hold on. Is a guy who's 30 too old for you?
30?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's like right there on the line. I mean, what do you think about someone who's 19?
Well, obviously, he's calling in.
Hold on. Here he is now. Mark?
Yes.
Mark, here she is.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
Good.
What do you think about me being 19?
Well, I think you're right on the line there.
Just like what she said.
Mm-hmm.
Try to...
Hold on, we got Clark back. Now, do you want to talk to this guy Clark, or do you want to talk to this guy, Alicia?
Who is this guy I'm talking to now?
This is Mark.
Mark.
Clark is the guy who's the fireman who we've seen.
Well, can I talk to both of them?
Yeah, go ahead. Ask Mark a question.
All right. Ask Mark, and then you can make a decision.
Okay, Mark, well, what's your idea of an ideal date?
Me? Mark?
Yeah.
Yes,
that's why she put the name Mark in front of the question.
I'm sorry, I thought you said Clark.
No, that's you, Mark.
Dinner, probably someplace where we could dance.
Are you eating anything, Mark?
No, I'm not.
All right. You just lips make a smacking sound when you're talking?
Sorry about that. I'm holding the phone with my face.
Why are you holding the phone with your face?
I was looking through a magazine.
I bet you were, and we shouldn't pursue this line of questions.
Glamma magazine.
Play nice.
Hold on a second. I don't think you're right for her.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Hold on a second.
I'm holding the phone with my face. Yeah, one hand with a magazine.
Yeah. Okay, Clark.
Yes.
Listen, we're running out of time. Alicia.
Yeah.
Alicia, take this guy Clark, or that's it. I'm sorry. No, Chuck Woolery doesn't do it like this, but we're just running out of time. We wanted to try to help you.
Well, can I at least see if he's at all palatable?
Oh, here he is, right here, he's palatable.
Palatable.
Hello, here's Clark.
Hey, Clark, how old are you? I forgot
28.
That.
28.
28.
That's closer.
Okay, describe yourself. Tell yourself.
I'm a firefighter paramedic for Montgomery County. I have a good job. And I'm 6 foot tall, 180 pounds, brown hair, mustache, brown eyes, fairly athletic. What else would you like to... like to know?
What are your likes?
Well, I'm a big history fan. Go to a lot of historical places, do research for the National Park Service.
I'm rooting for Clark right
definitely
now.
Definitely a book reader. I'd read a lot of books.
Sounds like your kind of guy, Alicia.
What's the last book you read, Clark?
You're going to love it, Don. It was Star Trek Memories by William Shatner.
I read that book. That's a good book about him, about how he hated all the people that were on Star Trek with him.
There you go.
Well, Alicia, have you heard enough?
Yeah, he sounds like a nice guy.
So, Alicia, the question is, to make up for the horrible injustice of putting you out on a dream date with the brain-dead Joe Rockhead, would you like, at our expense, to go out with Clark the Fireman tonight, your last night in town?
Oh, sure.
Yeah! All right. You know, I knew you'd gotten that date when you started talking, Clark.
Beautiful. Thanks. Beautiful, beautiful.
Well, listen, right.
Hold on a second. Diana's going to work something out for you kids. Can we get them like $100 from petty cash? I don't want to just send them to the World of Wheels show.
And Clark, you have a four-wheel drive vehicle, don't you?
Well, I have a fairly reliable front-wheel drive vehicle.
Front-wheel drive, okay.
I've got a four-wheel drive truck.
Way to go.
All right.
And maybe she could pick you up, eh?
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
she wants to come all the way out to Burtonsville.
Oh, Burtonsville, Maryland?
Where do you live, Alicia?
Oakton.
Okay, well...
maybe we can meet in the middle.
That's only about a three-hour drive between those two sites.
Well, they'll work it out. They'll work it out. This is a happy ending.
This is a very happy ending, Don.
This is a very happy ending. Alicia and Clark, we're going to pay for your day tonight. Please have a good time. And Clark, call us on Monday and let us know what happens.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, great. Hold on a second, both of you.
You know, it could be one of those great tragedies, too, if they do hit it off and they really are crazy about each other, and then...
she has to leave?
She goes to Boston, and, you know, Clark is just left with his fireman's rope.
Que sera, sera. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, Rockhead.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, here he is.
I'm back.
Okay. Yeah. You could have hung up 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, I understand that, but I wanted to hear just as much as anybody else.
All right, well...
I feel bad about what happened.
No need to feel bad. I believe that Clark will be able to erase whatever scars you left.
But I do date women. Don't get me wrong. I do not normally have a problem.
Now, you'll meet somebody who actually has a way around cosmetics.
Thank you, Rockhead.
Gotcha.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Indubitably.
We were so pumped up with Alicia and Clark. You get Rocket back on the phone. Sucks the life out of the room.
Joe Rockhead is an idiot.
Sure did. Have a good time on your date tonight, kids. We'll be right back.
Radio.
With less BS.
How are you?
WJFK.
They perform for hours before reaching an exciting climax. Can you? Here's more with Don and Mike.
All right, with REM in the background. We're going to take calls. We better do it right now. The phones are humming with that little mini love connection. Let's keep taking calls. Let's continue that at 1-800-636-1067. Your live phone calls. Right now, call for a rotating random phone scan. We're going to play Low Budget Jeopardy in the next hour. We'll also pick the pros. We will pick the playoffs until they scab and bleed today with the usual gang of idiots and our guest picker. Oh, and he's had some practice picking.
Yeah, he sure has. He's a quality picker.
Fred Edelstein will be joining us today on the program. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don. Mike.
Yes, hi.
Got a funny story to tell you, if you got time real quick.
Yeah.
Well, the other day, it was a tape, but it was the most embarrassing things that happened to your significant other that you had to tell.
And two more things about coming up on the show. We will also be trying that name game with folks with the cellular phones in the malls.
That's right.
And we'll be calling more sports bars in Green Bay for the ghost of Vince Lombardi to talk to Packer fans.
As we heard before, it's very scary.
Ooh!
Whoa!
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Well, recently my girlfriend had to go to the gynecologist, and she's real... worried about particularly certain area of her when she goes, and so she always makes sure that she doesn't have any bad odors. And she was in a hurry getting up late.
Boy, I bet your girlfriend just loves you calling a radio show and telling this story.
Yeah, she'll get over it. Anyway.
Yeah, she's a lucky lady to be with you.
It's Mr. Sensitive.
Guy like you.
Wow.
Anyway, well, I'm not the one that did it. Anyway.
Why are you calling to tell us about your girlfriend's vaginal odor?
Because it's a funny story. I'll make it quick. Anyway, she goes and real nervous. As soon as the doctor starts examination, he goes, "Oh, I see you got all dressed up for the occasion." And she thought that was an awful odd remark. And next thing you know, when he's done, she goes back home. She keeps thinking about it. And she gets a little bit mad. And so she calls the doctor's office, tells the nurse what he said. And she said, I thought that was awful rude, off-the-wall remark. Nurse goes, "Oh, well, we're real sorry. We'll see what was up and all that." And about 10 minutes later, doctor calls back and he said, "I'm totally sorry. I didn't mean to, insult you or anything." But he said, "Have you been to the restroom since you had your exam?" She said, "No." And he goes, "Why don't you go do that?" Well, instead of grabbing a feminine deodorant spray, she had grabbed body glitter and sprayed herself.
Oh, so that's why he was referring to being all dressed up when she was in a rather compromising...
I've heard this story before.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Urban legend?
Yeah, I think so.
It happened.
Are you making this up?
It just happened more than once.
Are you making this up?
No.
Well, then you, of course, will give us your girlfriend's phone number so we can call her.
Sure.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on. Just in that kind of a mood today.
All right, body glitter. And, see, there I was, hook, line, and sinker, as usual. Really?
Boy, you're all dressed up. Hello?
Yeah, I heard that story on your show a couple months ago.
Yeah.
You heard that story on this show?
Yeah, some woman called in and said that same thing happened to her mother. So this guy is just, retelling.
Yeah, and accidentally, when she was reaching for the spray, reached for that body glitter that everybody has in their bathroom. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Are you there? All right, hello, Don and Mike Show here on the air.
Hi, I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm calling from Sacramento, California.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a big fan of the Chicago Bulls and Dennis Rodman, of course.
Oh, God, do I love him.
I do.
I'd go gay for him. I mean that.
And you know how he takes off his jersey and he gives it to,
Yeah, you got two technicals the other night. I got thrown out of the game. And
boy, does that turn me on.
And then he shucked his jersey.
Boy, does that turn me on.
He does it all the time. And he's coming to Sacramento, and I need to get his jersey. And I need to know how I can do that.
Huh? He gives it just to somebody in the crowd as he's...
Just chucks it as he's leaving.
As he's leaving the arena. Get a seat around where the players leave.
But I want, can't you call us?
Why don't you just get a big publicity picture of me? And why don't you just hold the picture of me up? I'm sure that would draw him to you.
Wouldn't you want that jersey just about as much as this woman?
More. More.
Please.
More.
Jersey.
I want to be the next Mrs. Dennis Rodman. I told you, ever since last year in the playoffs, when he was photographed wearing that little tube top, and when he said that he has gay fantasies while he's playing basketball.
Right. He was on Jay Leno and wore that Victoria's Secret top, that little tank top, that frilly little. Jeez, what am I talking about?
See?
I don't share the fantasy of Dennis Rodman.
Are you sure, Mike?
No, I do not.
Would you like to explore that?
Well, in the Chicago Bulls red, he looks pretty good.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, can I speak to Don and Mike, please?
You're speaking to us.
Yeah, can I go on the air?
Nope. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Great, thank you.
Yes, I was just wondering if you're still standing up from your chair being broken.
Excuse me?
I said, I wonder if you're still standing because your chair was broken.
You are standing today, aren't you?
I have been standing all week. The chair is fixed, sir, and I find that I enjoy talking on the radio more when standing.
I as do I.
Yeah, Mike stood for maybe 3 or 4 minutes when he was doing Vince Lombardi there.
Absolutely. Boo.
No, still standing.
I appreciate
it. Still, thank you. And as long as I'm standing, I will think about Dennis Rodman.
Do you think you're a role model in the gay community?
I think that the gay community really respects me because I'm more free. I'm more open. I'm not hiding behind a wall or a screen. And
I just want to say this. I'd toss a salad.
I must take pause.
Being protective. You know, I'm a type of guy that goes out there, puts his heart on the line, says what he wants to say because that's what I believe in.
Yeah.
And they look at that and say, hey, we're the same way. And a lot of the people that works their off in the community feel the same way, but they're afraid to come out and say it.
That's right.
They're afraid to come out and say it.
I'm not afraid.
But do you have it in the back of your mind? It's there.
I love you, Dennis.
You know, it's only one or two times a year where you shock even me.
I love two Dennises.
You got me, and it's only January.
I love three Dennises.
Mm-hmm.
Rodman, Murphy, Weaver.
Oh, man.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Am I on the air?
Mobile, Alabama, yes.
Yes, this is Leslie. I just wanted to tell you that I've enjoyed listening to your show for the past few months, and everybody at my gym thinks I'm crazy because I listen to you with my Walkman on.
Of course they do.
Not listening to what I'm saying. So I just laugh aloud spontaneously at what you say. That
wonderful. Time.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Do appreciate it. Thank you. Hello. Back to California. Don and Mike show. Hi. Hello. You know, I got a phone number now for the gal. The guy gave us a phone number of a woman he says had the experience with the glitter.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. Perhaps he's trying to do some last-minute adjusting here.
I think so. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah. My name's Russell. I'm calling from Virginia.
Russell the Love Muscle.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I saw that prison show last night.
Yeah. Oh, so now you know about tossed salad.
Oh, woo-hoo! Yes. And I like mine with jelly, please.
There you go. There it is. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
The guy who called about the body glitter story?
Yes.
Same thing happened to me when I went to the proctologist last week.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, right. Dear.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
That body glitter story. Let me just be the first one to say that's trouble with a capital T.
Hello.
Hello, this is Gary.
Yes, Gary.
Gary Del Vonte.
It's Gary Del Vonte calling.
Hello, Gary. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Who's Gary Del Vonte? Hello.
Good friend of the program.
Yeah. Hello, you're on the air. What happened
to her? She couldn't handle it. She wanted to go find Gary.
Don and Mike show.
Speak to us.
Oh, God. You know, maybe it's the phones.
No, it's that body glitter story.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hey.
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
Gomer says hey.
Gomer says hey.
Well, now, can people hear us on the telephones?
I mean, if your well runs dry and you build her high, or whatever it is.
Just remember.
Gomer says hey.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
My name's Jerry. I live in Baltimore.
Yeah, hi, Jerry.
And actually, I just moved to the area about a couple months ago. I used to listen to you guys out in Sioux City, Iowa.
Oh, great.
And,
wonderful.
Took me a couple months to find you guys, but I finally found you, so.
Glad you did.
Yeah, so I'm just calling to say you guys do a great job.
Oh, there you go. That's one normal call. Thank you, Jerry.
Welcome to our backyard.
All right, bye.
Thank you. Bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Hey, bud, buddy.
All right,
who's on the blower?
Jose.
Jose.
Yeah. Hey, Jose, how you doing?
All right, just like you finish the show, just say, call, say hello.
Okay, got your papers?
Yeah.
All right, my friend.
Gracias, Jose.
Thank you, Jose.
All right.
There you go.
All right, hello, Don and Mike.
Should call.
Hello. He didn't say we suck.
That's true.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
My name is John. I wanted to know, whatever happened to that fellow in England had his coffin in his room waiting to die?
Yeah, I remember we called that guy.
I do not. Where are you calling from, sir?
Cleveland.
Cleveland? I do not know. We will try to research that and find out.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
He was reaching for the coffin, and he accidentally grabbed the body glitter.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can.
Hello. I take no responsibility for these phone calls today.
It's the weather.
Hello. Hey, but the weather's good out in California.
That's true. Well, that's California.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, what prison movie do you have to watch to find out about the topic?
It's not a movie. It's a special on HBO.
Undercover. It's a documentary about prison life and the effect of drugs and our prison systems. And there's one particular prisoner who goes into a brief soliloquy on what happens when the new inmates arrive at the big
cherries.
House.
That's when the new cherry arrives.
The cherries.
We'll watch for that.
Yeah, he singles one of them out that he likes and asks him to toss salad.
Hello? Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How are you?
I'd like some Sid Caesar salad, please. Hello.
So I'll tell you guys how much I've enjoyed your show.
It's your show of shows.
Also, if you're aware that Jim Varney does a character named Bubba on an outdoor hunting show on TNN, the national network.
Well, thank you. We're always looking for information about the greatest talent of this or any other century, Jim Varney.
You mean there's somebody on TNN that's better than Crook and Chase?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Shotgun Red. That's his name, Mike.
Shotgun Red. Yeah, Ralph Emery. All right, that's talent.
Hello. Oops. Last call. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hi. Do you guys run that commercial down there because of all the snow about how to slide safely?
Do we run what commercial?
It's a commercial about how to slide safely. They have these kids or something sliding down a hill towards a house, and it's supposed to be you learn how to fall off without hitting into the side of the cement wall.
Are you talking about, like, for kids who are sledding?
Yeah.
No, I don't think we're running. With this audience, sounds like it could be a good public service announcement, though.
Absolutely.
I mean, I thought I saw it. See, I was coming up through there in the middle of the snow, and I saw it on a TV show.
What did you learn from that? Could you share it with our audience?
Well, I thought it was... See, I'm from Maine. I thought it was weird that you guys didn't know how to fall off a sled.
All right. Gotcha. Valid point. Thank you. Thank you. Goodbye. I know I said last call. This is really it. Hello, Washington. Last call.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Glad I went for one more.
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike?
Fine, Tommy.
Guess what?
What? You sound excited, Tom. What's going on?
I got American Online. I got an American Online address.
You got an American Online address?
Yeah.
And what is that?
It's Tom G. Gavin.
Yeah.
AOLCON.
All right.
Are you getting a lot of mail, Tom?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's your idea of the dream date, Tom?
Take her to dinner.
Yeah.
And?
Take her to a movie.
Uh-huh.
And? Take her to see a band.
Yeah.
Jace.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And?
Kiss her.
Kiss her.
Oh, kiss her. Wow.
Kiss her where?
Kiss her on her lips.
Oh.
And is that all?
Is that it? And?
Yeah. That's just the first date.
That's the first date.
Right.
Yeah. Well, he's got some manners.
You're very polite today, Tom.
Kiss her.
Kiss her.
How do you spell kiss?
K-I-S-S.
Hey, wonderful. How do you spell date?
D-A-T-A.
Perfect.
Okay, that's there you go.
There you go.
All right.
Bye, Tom.
Bye.
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 You know, since those internet addresses are all letters, how do we know that the address he gave is the right one?
Don't know. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You realize this is being broadcast, don't you?
It's what happens when cousins marry. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I knew there was a reason I was in a good mood today.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. It's the amazing Kreskin's birthday.
Ah, the amazing Kreskin.
He is 161 today. Also, Joe Frazier.
Right.
And Kirstie Alley. If you look up the word sloppy in the dictionary, you will find Kirstie Alley's picture next to it.
The unkempt Kirstie Alley.
Even sloppy back before she got fat and sloppy. If you look at that Star Trek movie she was in where she was the Vulcan.
Yes.
Even sloppy back then.
Really? Wasn't her head shaved in that particular one?
No, she had regular hair? Regular girl hair in that.
Right.
Here are the most popular videos, according to Billboard magazine for this past week. Number 5, Congo, then Judge Dredd. Die Hard with a Vengeance, Crimson Tide, and number 1 is Apollo 13. Word is the Jerry Seinfeld show will continue for an 8th season. Every member of the cast has re-upped for Jerry Seinfeld show, despite talk that Jason Alexander was leaving. Expect an official announcement in the next couple of days.
If he makes any more movies like that monkey movie and gets reviews like that, he'll probably stay with the show for a very long time.
See, wear a toupee in this movie also, in the monkey movie?
I think so. You know, and last night I was watching Jason Alexander on Letterman, and he seems to want to bring that old McDonald's commercial of his on every talk show he goes on where they show him selling the McDLT with either a toupee or, at that time, a full head of hair.
Before he was a star.
Yeah, and it's like, those things things are funny only if they really embarrass the guest that's on, if they're gotten by the show. Mm-hmm. It seems like he it didn't bother him in the least. He actually likes seeing himself then.
And about TV, Roseanne's show will be back next year, but that show will be different because John Goodman is not going to be on the show.
That's going to be tough.
Now, I don't know if I want this or not in my Roseanne show. They are going to, and incidentally, it's my Roseanne show, okay,
sure.
Everybody?
You own it.
They are going to change the plot of the show. They're going to make the show more Roseanne and her sister because they're going to have Roseanne's sister's marriage break up also.
Right.
So it's going to be Roseanne and her sister and the problems that they have raising kids with no guys around.
Now, if you really, they haven't decided yet how they're going to write him out of the show, is
no.
that right?
Well, right.
Perhaps if they're going to make the show realistic. I don't think they should have a divorce.
I don't think they'll kill him off, though.
They've always had such a good relationship, though. You know, that show has been based on their...
What are they supposed to do? Well, kids, Dad finally had that heart attack.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're talking about a believable scenario, you know he's sitting there working down at the bike shop or whatever he does.
For the last couple of months, Roseanne and all the other actors have said that this would be their last season, but it's not going to be. John Goodman has indicated he wants to be in movies... Now, I don't know what movie role he's going to get now, being as he's already done the Babe Ruth and the Fred Flintstone movies. Yeah.
King Ralph 2?
Kind of limits his possibilities. They are in negotiations with the producers for the show, and Roseanne will be back again next year. ABC says Dana Carvey is thrilled that he's getting a new TV show.
Oh, exciting.
Good for him. After all, this is a political year.
Oh, wonderful.
Bill Maher, on the other hand, will have to wait until all the campaign shouting is over to do his thing on ABC. ABC has actually picked up the option on that show, Politically Incorrect.
Wow.
And in 1997, they're going to put that show on after Nightline on ABC.
That might do well.
Yeah.
Let me see. Chandler won't be the only one finding romance in the episode of Friends that is on after the Super Bowl. These are no friends of mine, incidentally.
Mm-hmm.
Sparks will fly between Monica and a doctor who's going to be played by Tom Selleck. The producers asked Tom Selleck to be on the show after they found out that he was a fan of the program. Also, Julia Roberts will be on this episode of Friends, playing a makeup artist. Brooke Shields, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Chris Isaac, and Marcel the Monkey will also guest star in this big Friends episode on after the Super Bowl.
All right.
Jay Leno is going to be paid $4 million in advance.
Mm-hmm.
For a book about his experiences on the comedy circuit.
Oh, boy.
$4 million in advance for Jay Leno.
Yeah, you know, it's not that big a deal. I just went out, you know, to different comedy clubs, and, they were nice to me.
Yeah. David Hasselhoff, Herr Hasselhoff.
Yes.
Who, incidentally, in this country is nothing, but in Germany, he's like the number one singing and acting star.
He's nothing in this country, but he does certainly have choice assignments, doesn't he?
Yeah, I can't say he's nothing because a lot of people watch Baywatch.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. David Hasselhoff says, quote, "If you believe in your dreams, they will come true."
That's why we hate him.
And today, Herr Hasselhoff got his star on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood. Now, before anybody goes coronating this guy as the new king of Hollywood,
right.
I'd like to point out again that Rick Dees, the disc jockey, has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And you know how he got it? He paid $5,000.
Bingo!
That's how you get it. You pay $5,000 because Hollywood is like the worst part of Los Angeles. Hollywood is like crack city.
Right.
They need the money to try to refurbish the actual part of Hollywood by Mann's Chinese Theater and
right.
Frederick's of Hollywood. So they get these celebrities who need to be jerked off to have their egos jerked off. They get them to pay $5,000 for their star.
That's why Herr Hasselhoff is down there and doing that TV movie with Kathy Ireland, too.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. I mean, not only Baywatch, but then he gets to do a TV movie with Kathy Ireland.
Margot Kidder says she's been sober for 7 years. But not completely dry.
I'm all right.
Margot Kidder. Now, did she start drinking around the time that the Superman movies dried up?
I don't know. I think she always
looks the last time, and I mean this was a while ago. This was 1 or 2 years ago when I saw Margot Kidder, and she had a bit of a Skeletor look about her.
Margot Kidder tells Parade magazine she used to be a binge drinker. She went to AA and got help. She still drinks socially.
Oh, boy.
And if she can't handle drinking, she says she will stop completely. Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, absolutely. I said I still drink socially, and if there are ever any flare-ups, if there are any wildfires, just get me right to the clinic.
And finally, Sonny Bono has needed stitches. When he and another skier collided at Big Bear Lake in California.
Oh, dear.
Sonny Bono suffered a giant gash on his face.
Yeah.
Hey, Sonny. Nice gash. You haven't had a gash that nice since you were married to Cher.
Thank you.
A spokesman says the gash was caused by another skier's ski.
Ooh.
The injury did not stop Sonny Bono from making a campaign stop at a senior center in California. He told the crowd he had a choice between sitting by the pool or driving to the mountains to go skiing, and he says he made the wrong choice.
Oh, dear.
Nice gash.
Poor Sonny.
That's the celebrity news. We got a break. We'll be right back. We are running late, so we'll get right to Low Budget Jeopardy after this.
Radio needs a good kick.
How are you?
WJFK.
It's like an on-air mini massage. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, we're back, and thank you so much for listening in Rochester, New York. Hot Talk 1280, WHTK in Tampa Bay, Florida. 1010 Talks, WQYK. Thanks for listening right here on our flagship station, 106.7 WJFK FM in Washington, D.C. Got that clue? In the world of Don and Mike, our interactive CD-ROM will give you the clue in the next hour. Also, buzz with news, and we'll start to play Low Budget Jeopardy here in just a second. A couple of faxes that have come our way before we play the game. It's too bad we're not going to be able to take part in this. Dear Don and Mike, we'd like to cordially invite both of you to the biggest, tackiest, and fattest Elvis party ever.
Mm-hmm.
Because we love the King of Rock the way you do. Slated to appear are six real-life Elvis impersonators, ranging from the young Slim Elvis to the bloated Elvis that you guys love best.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Our party starts at 9 on Saturday night, and there will be contests in the following categories. Best Elvis, Best Young Elvis, Best Vegas Elvis, Best Fat Elvis, and Best Dead Elvis. Also included is the spectacular unveiling of Elvis's throne room, complete with five different portraits of the king, including one chronicling Elvis's last moments on the toilet.
Oh, my.
I wish we could be there. Graham Stewart from Washington, D.C. sent that in. He wishes that if we can't come, we send Rob Bay. But, you know, with the weather and everything this weekend, don't think we can, but please call us Monday and let us know what happened.
Have a great party, Graham.
And we're going to have to do some research now to find a phone number of a relative of this guy from Buffalo, New York. This comes from the Buffalo News in today's paper. An Orleans County jail guard charged with an assaulting an inmate has been suspended pending the outcome of the case. Corrections officer John Walsh, a 12-year veteran, was arraigned yesterday in U.S. District Court.
Not to be confused with the America's Most Wanted guy.
Oh, no. On a charge of violating an inmate's right not to be subjected to cruel or unusual punishment. The guard stepped on a prisoner's penis.
Oof. Wow.
The
man.
The inmate, Norvin Folks, was in his cell, and his penis was on a horizontal bar when Walsh stepped on it from outside the cell.
Horizontal bar. Oh, I think I understand what's going on.
Whatever the uniqueness of this case, it is by no means humorous when you think about a man getting his penis stepped on by another man.
Wow.
Said Assistant U.S. Attorney Paul Campana. Folks was not available to comment Thursday. A woman answering the phone at his house and identifying herself as his sister said the assault occurred while he was serving a one-year jail sentence on a theft conviction.
I guess we're not exactly talking about thimble size here, are we?
Okay, on with the program. Thank you for the facts.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me. It's time for Don and Mike to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
Time for Low Budget Jeopardy. First order of business is always open the door. See which of my psychotic personalities be our announcer for today's big game.
Hello, Sahib. it's good to see you, Sahib. Hello, children. Hello. So nice to be here.
Now, remember, You're all a big part of the show, so the better you are, the better Larry is.
Tape of the Larry Sanders Show.
Yes, Larry Sanders, spider show on television.
This sign, and it says, we're on in 10 seconds, so get ready to have a good time.
Get on with it, Hank!
All right, here we go.
Guarantee there's nothing in there, Hank.
In 5, 4, 3, 2...
Oh, that theme song actually puts bumps on my arm, Sahib, it does. May I say you're looking wonderful, resplendent in that fabulous jumpsuit. I love that, Sahib.
This is not a jumpsuit. Jumpsuit.
Oh, it's a fine ensemble either way, any way you look at it. I love it. The Reebok Corporation. Yeah, lovely outfit.
It's like a jogging suit
love
that I'm
their
wearing.
Sneakers. Own a pair myself. Have them in my closet, Sahib.
This, of course, is Artie. Artie is the producer of the Larry Sanders Show.
Buzz, Sherry, how
Artie.
Are you?
Hi, Artie.
Diligently pursuing all your affairs. That's wonderful. Fine job. That's terrific. You both do marvelous work, both of you.
Oh, thank you.
Excellent
Artie.
Job.
As do you.
Made it here through the torrential downpour of snow.
Yes,
good
we
work.
Did.
Oh, it's good to see you. You're all good workers. Robbie! Oh, good to see you. Keep up the good work, son. Fine job as usual.
Artie, maybe you could give some advice to our producer, Diana Selman, who is listening in the back room right now.
What type of advice?
Just read a story here that was faxed to us from the Buffalo newspaper about an inmate who had his penis stepped on.
Oh, nasty stuff. Nasty problem. Bad to be in the hooscow.
By one of the guards. Apparently the man's penis was on a horizontal bar.
Oh, dear.
When a guard stepped on it from outside the cell. Mm. See, now I've got the story. What I need to do is have Diana research it and find some phone numbers for me.
Obviously no trouble for that lad filling out his jeans, eh?
With the people who were involved in the story.
What do you need me to do, Sahib?
How would you handle this if I was to give this to you, Artie? See, Diana is... Oh, here's Diana right here.
Oh, advice. Oh, yes. Still maintaining the fort, Diana? Still doing a fine job?
Yes.
All
it's
right,
an honor
remember,
to see you again.
What is the number one Artie rule? Suck up!
Oh, absolutely.
Suck up continuously. You have to suck up to everyone, especially the important people. Don't worry about the minions. Don't pay attention to them. And be as phony as possible. Smiles for everyone and suck up. Sucking up, it's my number one task. So, what type of thing were you looking for me to do?
What I'd like you to do is give her a hint, tip, on researching this to get the story about the guy who had his penis.
Delegate, my dear, delegate. Get someone to make some calls for you. You're much too busy. You have to spend all of your time catering to the needs of the hosts of the program. That's the single most important thing that you must do. So farm it out to someone else. Make sure it's taken care of. Give the big boy the job. The one with the rosy cheeks, sideburns.
I'll
have
do
him
that.
Do it. Chop, chop, my dear.
Thank you, dear.
Time's a wasting.
Right, well,
big show in progress. Get the relatives. The people that can shed tears. Ask them if they want to bring the Thigh Master.
So, Artie.
Yes.
Artie, now, do I call you Artie or do I call you Ripped Horn?
You can call me anything you want, Sahib. It's your show. Go ahead. Whatever you want.
Do you want me to refer to you as the character you play on Larry Sanders?
I would like to be called Artie. That would be
Artie,
fine.
Okay. All right, Artie the producer.
Perhaps after the show we can go out for a nice big glass of tequila.
We hide Chihuahua.
Hide Chihuahua. Always good to see you. Purple is your color, Sahib.
You know, we love that Larry Sanders Show.
Yes.
Can I give you just
a fabulous show. I love it too. And I especially like Larry. He's doing a marvelous job. Sweetheart, baby.
Just a small complaint.
Yeah, small complaint. I'm here to take it. Pen or pencil in hand? May I write it down for you, Sahib?
It's nothing major.
I'm listening.
This past week,
my human tape recorder is running away. Dictate to me, Sahib. I'll write down the complaints and criticism. I'll make sure that they're taken care of immediately. What is your criticism? What sort of criticism?
We are watching the show on HBO that comes on before Larry Sanders. What is that show? That is
Dream On. Dream On. Yes. Yeah, weaker show. Weaker lead it. That's why Larry's so strong. Just thought I'd point that along. You know, those bastards at Dream On. They think they've got the winning show. No, it's us. It's Larry Sanders. I'll fix their wagon
one
day.
I'm watching that, and at the end of the show, over the credits, they say, now, stay tuned for an all-new Larry Sanders. And as it turns out, it was a rerun. It was the one where Javine Geraldo?
Janine Garofalo.
Yes, thank you.
Janine Garofalo, a bit of an attitude, but she does a fine job. She's our talent booker, right. Sahib.
She's going to be in an AIDS walk, and
yes.
she is soliciting money from Hank and Larry to pledge a certain amount of money for every dollar.
That's the episode where Larry gives her a large donation. Hank gives her hardly anything.
Right. Anyway.
Being as cheap and psychotic as he is.
Here's my point.
No, there's nothing between his ears. That's in real life, too. Jeffrey Tambor.
Oh, the
talented
actor?
Actor, Sahib.
That was not an all-new episode of the Larry Sanders Show. It was a repeat.
It was a rerun. Yes, it was, Sahib.
So
what seems to be your dilemma? How can I help you? How can I assist you? What is your beef, as that other Leno fellow would say? Have you seen Chris Elliott selling those Tostitos? Marvelous ad. Fabulously talented boy.
They said it's going to be an all-new episode of Larry Sanders.
In fact, it was a rerun. Now I'm tracking with you.
Gotcha.
Who should I fire, Sahib?
What? Would you like me to contact somebody at the network? Perhaps that was a promo that should not have been on.
You don't have to fire
anybody. There are minions
that
do those tasks, not normally the higher-ups, but they're little people that program that in. I could make a call, get someone fired.
What is Gary?
Perhaps they commit suicide, too.
What is Gary Shandling like in real life?
Talented man, wonderful to work for, great boss, major talent.
Really?
Yes, I'm sorry, hello?
Hold on a second, I've just been handed a paper. Diana's very pleased. She took your advice.
Yes.
She farmed out the task.
Oh, she's shaking her head.
Oh, no, you did it yourself?
Oh, listen, let me correct you right away.
Phone number of the guy who had his penis stepped on in prison.
I'd like to point something out to you. Sahib said that you farmed it out, and you disagreed. First order of business, no matter what comes out of his mouth, agree with it, Diana.
Yes, but Artie, one time you told me and that sometimes something so important, you don't want to let down the talent, you handle
hello?
It yourself.
There you go, thinking on your own, Diana.
Hello, is this Norvin? Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Is this Norvin Folks?
Yeah.
Norvin, hello. What a charming name that is.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, we're doing our radio show right now. Are you the guy who had his penis stepped on in jail?
I believe he doesn't wish to talk to you, Sahib. Perhaps too sensitive a subject. Perhaps the throbbing hasn't died down.
Well, I'd like to know how.
Perhaps the shoe print is still where it was left.
I guess I should read the whole story to find out how the story is just getting into print.
Not necessary
now,
for you to read the whole story, Sahib.
How is he at home?
You're a busy man. Things to do. Lunch to order. No need to read everything. Don't trouble yourself with the details.
He passed out from the pain and was denied medical treatment.
Sahib, may I offer some constructive criticism?
Of course, Artie.
Have someone read it for you. Paraphrase it. Put it into three sentences.
Hello, is Norvin there, please?
Hello?
Norvin?
Yes.
Hi, it's us again. We're the guys who were just calling you from the radio show.
Yes, little penis stepping on story we wanted to investigate.
Is this the guy who was in jail in Buffalo and had his penis stepped on?
He wasn't in jail in Buffalo.
He wasn't, but is this, was it in New Orleans?
It was in Orleans County.
Orleans County.
Orleans County, and was the penis aforementioned, appendage stepped on, my dear?
I don't know what's so amusing about it to you.
Nothing amusing at all. We simply want to know if he's doing well. Is he surviving?
We were curious to find out how he had his penis stepped on in prison, and we're reading this in today's Buffalo newspaper, but he's not in prison. Did it happen a while ago?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And is he recovering nicely?
Yes, he is.
That's good news. Any permanent damage done?
I don't know. Would you like to look at it and see?
I certainly would love to see a picture if you could find your way into the mailbox with a Polaroid picture, my dear.
We'd like to book Norvin on our radio show as a guest.
Like to book him on your radio show as a guest?
Okay. Yes.
Yes, could be valuable publicity for future activities. Do you think there's a chance we could speak to Norvin on our show?
I don't know.
And what is your name, my dear? You have a lovely lilt in your voice.
Thank you.
Can I ask your name?
No.
No?
No. Are you Norvin's sister, mother, wife?
One of them.
Which one? Are you his mother?
One of them. Don't worry about that.
Don't worry about that. Do you think Norvin would be interested in going on one of the most expanding radio programs in the history of syndicated programming?
I don't think so. You think somebody would like to be sit up in somewhere making a fool of themselves?
Fool of himself? No, it's not making
a
fool.
We are simply concerned about Norvin's penis.
And there's not a person in this building that doesn't think the officer wasn't at fault.
Yeah, he didn't deserve to have his penis stepped on.
That's police brutality that should not be ignored.
Even if he had his penis out on a horizontal bar at the time. Do you know why his penis was on a horizontal bar?
Hello?
Yeah.
You do? Why was his penis on a horizontal bar?
Because the sheriff was around there. Because the deputy, whoever he was, I don't know.
Because the sheriff...
Why don't you call him and ask him about it?
Well, that's what we're trying to do.
Because the sheriff what, my dear?
Or whoever it was that did it. Put it on there.
Oh, he put it on there.
They put his penis...
I guess. I don't know. You have to call him and ask him. He can tell you more about it.
Well, where is he? Is he around?
I don't know. You have to find out. You found his phone number.
Yes, yes.
I suppose we should be a little more diligent in our research.
And incidentally, my excellent producer, Diana Silman, with help from Artie from the Larry Sanders Show, was able to get this number in record time, like only 4 or 5 minutes.
And my dear, may I be the first to wish you a belated Happy New Year.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. We found out nothing
charming
about
lady,
that.
Charming lady, Sahib. Absolutely. Absolutely marvelous. A pleasure to speak with you.
Okay. Yes. Well, Artie, listen, what can I say? Thank you for the help. You gave Diana the tip.
That's right. Chop, chop.
If you'll pardon the pun.
The tip. Old Norvin had that problem, too, I think, so.
She got the number. We had the interview. Listen, yes. Can you stick around? Can you help here on Low Budget Jeopardy?
And let me say, all of that responsibility was you. It was you, Sahib. You were responsible for us getting in touch with that lady. Don't give anyone else credit.
1-800-636-1067. We will take the first two calls right now. We'll play Low Budget Jeopardy. We come back from these commercials.
That's right. Low Budget Jeopardy. And remember, zip up, everyone.
Be right back. 5:36 on 106.7 FM WJFK. Here's Sherry Licker. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Don and Mike. Let's start. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
No matter how you slice them, they're bloody good. Don and Mike.
Howdy, hi, we're back.
Hi, Aerosmith, Sahib. Kids really dig their sound.
Ready to play Low Budget Jeopardy with Artie, our guest announcer from the Larry Sanders Show. Buzz Burbank will have news. We'll give you another clue to the interactive world of Don and Mike in the next hour. For those of you who have got the CD-ROM, and we'll pick the pros next hour until they scab and bleed. We'll pick the playoff games this weekend. Now, we are still at this moment
laying the show out like a sumptuous buffet, Sahib.
Hoping that Freddie Edelstein joins us as our guest picker.
Talented sportsman.
The problem is that Freddie is up in New York where they've had just as much snow as we have, and the phone lines are out.
Love his work. Love his styling, Moose.
If we can not get in touch with Fred Edelstein, we have to break open the emergency phone number, and we'll be joined to pick the games by Al Molinaro.
Ah, Al Molinaro. I love him on those Salisbury steak commercials.
That's all coming up in the next hour. Now let's play the game. And Artie, tell me about our contestants, please.
Gratefully, Sahib. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studios, a government contractor from D.C. Let's say hi to a very lovely lady, talented also, Molly Gimmel.
Hello, Molly.
Hi, LQ. Hi, Artie.
Oh, I love it when they talk to me. Hello. And now entering the studios, our returning champion. He's an accounts payable clerk. Very taxing job in Saco, Maine. Let's say hi to our returning champion with $31, Howard Downs.
Hello, Howard.
Hello, LQ.
You must be thrilled. You are a returning Low Budget Jeopardy champion. Please tell me how it's changed your life.
Well, I've been getting strange phone calls from all sorts of people congratulating me. And then I got a phone call from the Miami Dolphins. Asked me to fill in for Shula, but I turned him down because I didn't want to.
Okay, all right, okay, okay.
Watch out for the long-winded answers.
Okay.
Four-hour show, Howard. Now entering the studios, the host of Low Budget Jeopardy, Molly and Howard, don't screw with LQ. And welcome Sahib himself, Alex Trebek-Geronimo.
Thank you, Artie. And can I just say something?
Yes.
This show would run a lot smoother if Diana gave me the respect that you do.
I appreciate it, Sahib. I would kneel if you asked me to.
And can I say something also, although yes. He's not in the room now?
Go right ahead.
I'm sure Mike O'Mara would appreciate being treated the same way.
Oh, absolutely. He likes a good ass-kissing as much as the next guy, that's for sure.
Hi, Howard. Hello, Molly. Don't forget, answer in the form of a question. Live with my mom wearing clip-on tie, my suits by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex as a play of the game. Then it's LQ Lord Quizmaster, and always call him Artie.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Here are the categories. You got to bear with me because I got them on my laptop computer today. I didn't have time to print this out, so
way to use the technology, Sahib. Cutting edge.
Let me scroll through.
Excellent job.
And the categories are Name That Uncle.
Excellent choice.
Name That Pauly Shore Movie.
Oh, there's a no talent.
Dead or Alive.
I like that one.
Sing Me a TV Theme.
Music. Working it in, Sahib.
And States and Capitals. There they are.
It's covered the whole board. Way to go.
Name That Uncle. Name That Pauly Shore Movie. Dead or Alive. Sing Me a TV Theme. And States and Capitals. Molly, you are a girl. I do like girls more than boys. We will start with you.
Okay, LQ, I'll go for Name That Uncle for one, please.
All right, Name That Uncle for one. Don't forget, in the form of a question, he is considered by many to be the pioneer of television.
Who is Uncle Milty?
Yes.
$1 for you, Molly. Way to know your trivia. Select again, please, darling.
Name That Uncle for two, please.
He makes one hell of a rice.
Who is Uncle Ben?
That's right.
$2. She knows her uncles. Select again, Molly, my dear. Hi, Ben.
Name That Uncle for three, please.
He played the man from Uncle.
I have no idea.
Howard, here's your opening. Run for it, son.
I have no idea either.
Of course, it's Robert Vaughn.
Opportunity lost, Howard. Molly, that means you're in control.
Okay. How about Dead or Alive for one, please?
Very simple. You got 50-50 chance. Just tell me if the celebrity's dead or alive for one. Ed Sullivan.
Who is dead?
Well, yes, he is. Yes, yes.
What is, who is, doesn't matter, Molly. It's a question. $1 for you. Select again, please.
Same category for two, please.
All right. Jane Curtin.
What is alive?
Barely.
Obviously not paying attention to the career. $2 for you, Molly.
Let's finish out the category.
And for three, Keith Richards.
What is alive?
Trick questions on him.
Yes, we are not going to give that to her.
Howard, it's your chance to steal.
What is death?
I love those trick questions.
I'm
yes.
Still walking around. $3 for you, Howard.
Go again, please. Howard.
I'll choose TV themes for one, please.
All right, now it's sing me a TV theme, okay?
Okay.
All right. For one, The Andy Griffith Show. That was not in the form of a question.
Ooh, very demanding, Sahib. Molly, here's an opportunity for you.
What is... I can't whistle, so... Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, we'll give that to you, Molly McButter.
$1 way to go, Molly Hatchett.
Molly Ringworm. Molly Ringwald. Was that any, what they call her? Molly Ringworm.
Okay, Molly Dodd. Molly Ringworm.
Jason. Aim for two.
Oh, I was going to say Molly Madison, but that's Dolly Madison, isn't it?
Ah, makes a great sandwich cookie.
Sing me a TV theme for two. All right, for two, The Brady Bunch.
What is? Here's a story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls.
Indeed, indubitably, as Joe Rocket would say.
What a lovely lilt in your voice, Molly. $2 for you. Select again, please.
Let's finish out the category.
Was it shoot?
She said shoot. Yeah, she said shoot.
Well, it was shoot. No, I believe it was the dirty word, Sahib. I agree with you. It was the dirty word. It was a good move.
Hold on. I'm putting them both on hold. It sure didn't sound to me like she said, oh, shoot.
I agree with you, Sahib. Oh. I heard a dirty word, too. Can't have the kiddies hearing that on your program.
Well, I could replay the tape.
Okay. Not necessary. No need. I'll swear by you. Well, don't play the tape, Sahib.
What, Sherry?
Maybe it was the O and the that sounded like shoot.
All right. Well, let's just find out. Hold
now, Sahib.
Yeah.
Playing the tape will incriminate you, Sahib.
I know.
I'm here to protect you.
I know. Just living dangerously here.
Going to come out looking bad. What a lovely lilt in your voice, Molly. $2 for you. Select again, please.
Let's finish out the category.
All right. The last question in this category. Sing me a TV theme for three. Cheers.
What is? Oh shit! I can't.
No, it's.
No, I heard that loud and clear.
All right, okay.
I'm glad we did it twice. Worth hitting the delay.
Yeah, right.
Excellent job. Sahib, very tough to defend you now.
Well, see, I was simply going. I'm going to now. This is something else that people do. I'm simply taking it off myself. But she's the one that said she didn't think she said
that's
that.
That's right. Very bad call, Sherry.
I'm so sorry. Your fault. I was trying not to delay the
your
game.
Your fault.
There you go, Arnie.
If you ever have a dirty word, always check to see if it's let your audience find out, too.
Okay.
There we go.
We're still waiting now for the phones to...
Still waiting. May I simply say that the best of programs while you were on vacation were exquisite.
I'm glad you liked them.
They were marvelous.
Hey, Diana, good luck getting that number of the guy who had his penis stepped on.
That was his number.
That was his number. Yeah, who was that?
It was a lovely lady who would not identify herself.
That was his sister, Gwen Ellis.
Look at that. Look, she's on top of that situation.
There you go. Wow. Way to go. Delegation, that's what does that.
All right, now we still got to wait for the phones to
I'd like to remind your listening audience you're listening to Lobo's Germany.
I'd just like to fill this time by saying 1-800-529-9900. Number for the interactive world of Don and Mike, our CD-ROM.
Yes, the CD-ROM cutting edge technology.
All right.
Now we've got them back.
Molly?
Yes?
Molly, you little trash mouth.
How much money?
Shoot, I really did.
No, Molly, I'm not listening to that tape again. You didn't say shoot. How much money does she have?
$9, Sahib. She's leading Howard 9-3.
Take off $1 for each word.
Okay.
That's one for S, one for H, one for I, and one for what comes after that.
How many total dollars should I remove?
Four.
$4, all right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now that changes the score here.
She has $5 now. Howard has $3, Sahib.
Okay, and... I think
Molly was in control, but no, she relinquished control. We had the Cheers theme. Right. Howard can answer now.
Howard, your chance to steal.
What is you want to go where everybody knows your name?
Yes.
$3 for Howard, and he's taking the lead, Sahib.
Yes, now Howard, go again, please.
I will pick states and capitals for one, please.
Everybody leaving that fabulous Pauly Shore category for last.
Oh, absolutely. They like a challenge.
All right, states and capitals for one. It's the capital of New Jersey.
What is Trenton?
Trenton. Oh, you barely got that one. Yes, sir.
Excellent job. Way to go. Select again, Howard.
What is state capitals for two, please?
All right. It's the capital of California.
What is Sacramento?
That's right.
$2, clever boy. Select again.
Let's finish out the category, state capital.
It's the capital of Yaheder, Wisconsin.
What is Yaheder, Wisconsin?
Molly, it's your chance to steal back to get into good graces.
What is Madison?
Yes, there you go.
$3, Molly coming on strong.
Just wait to see if Molly says the F word here. No, all right. We got one category left now, Molly, and that would be the dreaded Name That Pauly Shore Movie.
Okay, for one, please.
It was Pauly's first big screen triumph. Won't feel bad if you don't know this.
I have no idea.
Howard's chance to steal.
What is The Son-in-Law?
No, it was Encino Man.
Oh, fabulous effort. Wonderful job, Pauly. Molly!
For two, please.
His ripoff of the movie Stripes.
What is You're in the Army Now?
That's right.
$2. Way to throw that one in there, great one.
For three, please.
Okay, the last question on the board. This stinky Pauly Shore movie was timed to come out around the time of the O.J. trial.
No clue.
Howard, it's your chance to steal. Here's a chance for you, my boy.
What is the final verdict?
I think it may have gone right to a video. No, it's jury duty.
That's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy, sire.
And a good one it was when you take the profanity out of it. Now, Artie.
Absolutely.
As we go to final Low Budget Jeopardy, the score, please, Artie.
Way to punish Molly, sahib. That's the genius of it. $10 for Molly. Howard has $9.
All right, guys, anything can happen in final Low Budget Jeopardy. We physically force you both to bet it all. So good luck to you, Howard, and good luck to you, Molly. Here's your category, final Low Budget Jeopardy, and it's Initially Speaking.
Ooh, I love the letters, just like Tommy G.
The most dreaded Initially Speaking. Don't forget to answer in the form of a question. The answer is NHRA. Need to know what those initials stand for in the form of a question. NHRA.
Oh, you can practically hear the gears on the brains working.
Initially Speaking, don't forget now, Molly and Howard, answer in the form of a question. And good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive the Artie Guide to Heavy Drinking. You know, children, after a day of first class sucking up, I need to de-intensify myself. That's why when I drink, I only do it one way, heavily. And I'll show you how to get the best results in the fastest amount of time.
Chihuahua.
It's a surefire way to beat the winter blues. I'll bet my lovely teenage colon on it. Now back to final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek, Geronimo, sire.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you.
Thank you, Artie.
Excellent.
It's time for Don and Mike to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
All right, we'll talk to Molly first.
Molly, no, you would go to Howard first, sahib, but hey, anyone could make that mistake.
Hello. Hi, Howard. Howard?
Yes.
Initially Speaking, NHRA.
I have no idea.
Oh, pity Howard knocks you down to zero.
And now we go to Molly. Molly, if you have the right answer, you win.
I don't know either.
Didn't like her anyway, sewer mouth.
NHRA, National Hot Rod Association.
Excellent choice. Appealing to the common man, sire.
I'm a member. I'm not only a member, I'm the president.
Excellent job. Another great game as usual. Tough questions, but not too tough.
That's it. We're done. Oh, it's the type of game that only Ken Stevens can enjoy because we're giving away no money. Let me know if we're keeping you awake, Sherry.
Oh, okay.
And Sahib.
Oh, a little nap. All right. Sleep again. You're going to be fired.
If you would please tell Howard and Molly the gifts that they've won. And Howard gets to keep his wad of cash big enough to choke a horse. Artie.
Oh, it's a little skiing and it's a little eating. First of all, for you, Howard and Molly, you naughty gal, it's a Chi-Chi's salsa chip and dip tray and t-shirt. Oh, spending the big bucks again, Sahib. Watch the NFL championship game on January 28th and enjoy Chi-Chi's product, all courtesy of Chi-Chi's, makers of Restaurante-style salsa. Available in your grocery aisle, but wait, I've got another fabulous prize for you.
There's more.
All right, open the vault. It's a $25 gift certificate from Ski Chalet. Ooh, I remember a little tryst I had in the Swiss Alps. Ski Chalet, the Washington area specially store for skiers, snowboarders, skaters, and outdoor enthusiasts. Thank you, Howard. Thank you, Molly. Congratulations. Run along now.
Thanks for playing the game, guys.
Thank you.
Have a very good weekend. Oh, and Artie,
they go with their little tails between their legs because they both didn't win the big money.
I guess I will see you not in your town, Rotterdam, and not in your town, Amsterdam.
No, you'll have to go a little bit further down the river to my favorite town. I don't give a damn.
We'll see you later. Don't forget the Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Coron Incorporated, Sahib, and is distributed by Game World Vision.
We'll be right back.
Radio Gods, Don and Mike.
Now I am
WJFK. Working hard to preserve a unified Germany. La, 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 Don Geronimo la, 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 and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, we're back. Before we go to the news cocoon with Buzz, would somebody please bring the Love Connection gallon so I can say hi to her?
Alicia!
Alicia is here. Yeah, she came in to pick up the prizes and stuff for her. Hi, how you doing, Alicia?
Hi, Alicia.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, now, see, she did not do herself justice when she was on the show.
I met Alicia out in the hallway, and I was telling her that, I pictured somebody with...
Skinny, bony Maroney.
Maybe a pierced nose.
Kind of gaunt.
Spiked hair. No, wrong. Rockhead was wrong.
Yeah. Hi, Alicia. How are you?
All right.
This is Alicia. Her mom called and in vain trying to set her up on a date with Joe Rockhead, which, of course, was crash and burn like everything with Rockhead.
Total disaster.
So Alicia's going out tonight on us. She's going out with the fireman, Clark.
Clark the fireman.
The guy who hoisted Rob A. up when he was the world's largest human pinata. Have a good time on your date, Alicia.
Thank you. I plan to.
And please let us know everything that happens.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Alicia.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
And I asked Alicia why she came by, of course, to get some cash.
Yeah.
Some cash for the date.
Sure.
There you go.
Yeah, of course.
We're not letting those kids just go out and do it on their own.
No, we got into petty cash, and then we finally pried Miss Bobby's hands off the tin.
It's amazing what you can do with a little duct tape.
And we got her some money, so she's going out tonight. Hope she has a good time. Now, here's Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. The three airports serving the nation's capital are open again, but the latest snowstorm has left more delayed flights all along the East Coast, in and out. The problem's the same in Washington and Baltimore and New York and Philadelphia and Boston. We've all run out of places to put the snow. Okay, so we didn't get 2 feet. We didn't even get a foot this time in most areas, but that's beside the point. We still have no place to put the snow we got. Some cities, including New York and Philly and Washington, have tried pushing the snow into their respective rivers, which is fine so long as it doesn't clog the rivers. But we thought you should know that in New York they have gotten creative with this. Snow removal crews, in the course of piling up all the snow they've plowed, have used their trucks and plows to form what they call the world's biggest snow cone. Just don't ask what flavor it is. I am Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.
6:11, good guy time. Now here's Sherry Licker, good guy. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, Don and Mike. Still dealing with lots of problems out there. Northbound 395 at Glebe Road. Look out for an accident blocking the right lane. The outer loop of the Beltway at Arlington Boulevard. An accident has only one left lane getting by right now. Outer loop of the Beltway at River Road. Look out for an accident there. On the outer loop at GW Parkway, you're going to find some snow removal that's causing a bit of a delay. Eastbound on 66 at 29. This is in Centerville. The right lane is completely blocked with snow, so you'll have to stay to your left to get by. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.